Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, GSC Management Company, Bahamas, Janae's Uniform Center, New Life, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Lawrence Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, The Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivato. Glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. Today, I am in the studio, so we're streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com, and you can catch us on, I suppose, our Facebook page and so forth and so forth. I don't know why you'd want to look at me, but anyhow, just in case. Firstly, let me say, this has been a tragic weekend and a few days for the Bahamas on the vehicular accident scene. I mean, tragic. It is hard to imagine what and how parents must feel to have nurtured their children to high school graduation. Some immense academic achievement and all with immense promise. And to learn that by way of an accident, we don't know the details per se, not all of them, to have four children one time pass away in one fatal accident. And for an hospital. Now, whatever the circumstances, we don't know. But that's a tragedy of immense proportion, no matter the issue. Then I understand in Grand Bahama, I got something, saying in another island. Our condolences to all the families on their loss. Prayers for strength in this difficult, difficult set of circumstances, for sure. So, wow. I want to read something for you. Let me read a story for you. This is a story that was published in the Tribune on November 6th, 2017. And this is the story. Listen up and listen carefully. The Progressive Liberal Party, PLP, does not support the Prime Minister's planned pay increases for members of Parliament, PLP leader Philip Brave Davis said yesterday. Remember, this is 2017. Philip Brave Davis said yesterday, stressing the, in quote, personal needs of well-off politicians should not come before assisting poor Bahamians. Says the PLP deputy, this article, PLP deputy leader Chester Cooper also said, and I quote, categorically, end quote, does not support a raise for MPs and vowed to, end quote, vote no, end quote, when the matter is brought to the House of Assembly for debate. Says in a statement, Mr. Davis said, if Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis believes parliamentarians cannot live on the salaries they are currently making, he placed himself in the shoes of the thousands of Bahamians who live hand to mouth, including those fired by his government. End quote. But last week, this is the article, following Dr. Minnis's announcement, Mr. Davis told the Tribune, a salary increase for MPs is overdue. The should consider recommendations the former administration made rather than establish an entirely new committee to consider the matter. And during the Christie administration's last term, Mr. Davis, then Deputy Prime Minister, was on board with a pay increase for politicians, insinuating it would curtail corruption. This was when they were proposing it, right? Not when Minnis was. In May 2014, when the former administration considered the matter, Mr. Davis said it would remove the temptation for politicians to do things that are not right. Because if they, MPs, are earning a living by doing this, then there would be no need for them to do anything else. I think that's what the Bahamian public has to understand. He said the issue was shelved after significant public outcry, but was resurrected last week after Dr. Minnis said his administration will increase MP salaries in the next fiscal year, 3 years after he chided the PLP for speaking about doing the same. So when the Christie administration wanted to increase salaries and Prime Minister Davis was then the Deputy Prime Minister, he said it was necessary and okay and it should be done to stop people from thiefing. Minnis chided him for them for seeking to do so. And then came to office and tried to do the same thing 6 months later. And then Prime Minister Davis, then leader of the opposition, chided him and telling him he should put himself in the same shoe as the poor people living from hand to mouth. Says Dr. Minnis's position is a turnabout from 2014 when he said, in quote, as long as I am leader of this country, the FNM would not support any pay increase with all the pain and suffering that is going on in this country. So the article says, since 2014, economic growth remains slow and the Minnis administration has frequently lamented the state of the country's finances. Says this FNM government continues to produce the wrong remedies for the wrong time, and now it proposes to look after its own while many Bahamian families are hurting, says Mr. Davis, who noted that in a statement. Continuing on, Mr. Davis says this is, after all, a government whose Minister of Tourism fired tourism personnel in Grand Bahama, an island with the highest unemployment rate. If Hubert Minnis believes members of parliament cannot live on the salaries they are currently making, he should place himself in the shoes of the thousands of Bahamians who live from hand to mouth, including those fired by his government. Continuing, Mr. Davis said, the government should focus its efforts on improving the economic livelihoods of Bahamian people before enhancing their own. Announce a strategic plan for sustainable economic growth and reduce the pain of Bahamian families caused by their short-term fiscal consolidation policies, end quote. Mr. Davis continued. The Prime Minister calls himself a man with a heart. Where was that heart when children across the country struggled because their parents were made redundant, said the Prime Minister then, the leader of the opposition then. This article says, meanwhile, while speaking to progressive young liberals on Sunday night, Mr. Cooper admitted A review of pay raises for MPs is warranted. However, he said, given the pressing issues the nation faces, this is not a priority. Now is not the time. The Exoman Ragged Island MP said, in quote, after spending the last 6 months telling everyone how broke the country is, how damaged our finances were, supposedly because of how badly the PLP managed the economy after freezing hiring in government and after stalling for months on paying contracts, after mandating that every ministry take a 10% budget cut, now the Prime Minister's big idea is to give MPs a salary hike. I categorically do not support a raise. Remember, this is 2014 now because, I mean, and pandemic hadn't happened then. I categorically don't support a raise for MPs at this time, and I'm unlikely to support it during the next budget exercise if it is included. And let me explain why, this is what Mr. Cooper said. Chester Cooper, now Deputy Prime Minister, then Deputy Leader of the PLP. This is what he said. MPs have not had a raise in over 25 years, and a review is warranted. However, given the pressing issues our nation faces, this is not a priority. Now is not the time. Not to mention nearly 90% of MPs now in Parliament are new to Parliament. They knew what the salary was for the job when they accepted it less than 6 months ago. He said, until the Prime Minister can explain how he plans to fulfill his campaign promises, including your free tuition at the University of the Bahamas, until he can tell us how he plans to lift the tide for the Bahamian people as a whole, including the reconstruction of Ragged Island, he does not have the support of the Progressive Liberal Party on this matter. He said, this is not a pressing issue. It can and must wait. I will vote no, says Chester Cooper. So Mr. Cooper said, if it is decided that MP salaries will be raised, he will, in quote, put the extra money into programs for Exum and Ragged Island, as I'm doing now, end quote. He also chastised Beans and Grantstown MP Travis Robinson for his comments on the issue and demanded Mr. Robinson apologize to the Bahamian people. Last Thursday, Mr. Robinson, the youngest parliamentarian, told the Tribune a salary increase would help deter corruption. Isn't that what Mr. Davis said? Same thing. But Mr. Cooper chastised Travis Robinson for saying the same thing. He said, I think $28,000 a year is highly ridiculous. Members of Parliament are being given janitorial jobs, salaries. It is, no, boy, what, last time a janitor make $28,000? What? So it is now easy task out there. It's not an easy task out there. And if we are serious about stemming this tide of corruption, then we must have a balanced approach to it. And I think the increase would give the balanced approach, Mr. Robinson said. Said, asked to recommend a salary, said I would say between about $60,000 to $70,000. But apparently the Prime Minister and those are taking Mr. Robinson's guidance on this. Says, in response, Mr. Cooper said, the people of Bain and Grantstown should be insulted. He said, I suggest the Prime Minister counsel his young MP, have him apologize to the people he represent, among whom there are many hardworking janitors worthy of respect who only wish they made what MPs do now. And maybe the Prime Minister can have a talk with Mr. Robinson about how even the richest of people can still be corrupt. This is Mr. Cooper talking to Mr. Robinson, who made the same point that Prime Minister Davis made when Minnis was trying to give salary increases about the increase would deter corruption. Said corruption is an issue of character, not of compensation. But you didn't tell Prime Minister Davis that. I got more to read for y'all when I come back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
With the best for all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Sum up, RF, money at work.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. Development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships. We're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Nassau, your next career opportunity awaits. Join the Great Stirrup Key Job Fair on Monday, June 29th and Tuesday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Department of Labor, Carmichael Road. We're hiring certified lifeguards, landscapers, restroom attendants, cooks, assistant cooks, kitchen attendants, beach and yard attendants, environmental managers, assistant safety managers, and more. Bring your resume, passport, NIB card, and police record. Take the next step in your career with Great Stirrup Key.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. It appears that the government is interested in raising allowances for parliamentarians, and this according to an article in the Nassau Guardian. I also know of this matter my own self, and that there is a proposal for SEEM. And the proposal purports to take MPs from $28,000 to $60,000. And I think the speaker might get $140,000. The prime minister would get in excess of about $200,000 or so. He now makes $134,000. With allowances, I think his allowances may be around $12,000 plus or something like that. So what I am doing is reading a story that appeared in the Tribune when Hubert Minnis, 6 months after taking office, proposed to raise the salaries of parliamentarians and said he would do so. It was adamantly opposed by the then opposition, adamantly opposed. And the comments about why they opposed it seem eerily familiar, because it seems the FNM had the same views when the Christie administration proposed this, an increase, and Minnis was leader of the opposition then. And then now, you know, the notion is the same. I texted a colleague, and the colleague said, boy, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So the Tribune article continues and says, says, Mr. Cooper said, if it is decided that MP salary, no, we read that already. Says, last week, PLP Angliston MP Glenys Hannah-Martin also weighed in on the issue and called Dr. Minnis's plan a, end quote, crass contradiction. Crass contradiction, end quote. Post on Facebook on Thursday, Mrs. Hannah-Martin referenced recent job cuts in the government statements concerning the state of the country's economy. In 2014, the Christie administration's establishment of a parliamentary select committee to consider a salary increase for parliamentarians was widely criticized. In opposition at the time, the Dr. Minnis said that the FNM would not agree to an increase due to economic hardship faced by Bahamians, adding that a politician's position was one of service. In the lower house on Thursday, Dr. Minnis painted the intended increase as a sensible development, especially in light of substantial salaries for former Christie administrations, substantial salaries the former administration, Christie administration paid some contract workers in the past 5 years. He said, in quote, I want to put the country on notice that at the next budget, I will come forward with a pay increase for the members of parliament, Dr. Minnis said. Says, I will establish an independent committee who will look at the members' salaries, who will look at salaries for these half a million, these 800,000, and these contracts signed a few year, hours before election. All of that will be reviewed. The committee will review all salary structures of government entities. Of course, you know that that salary increase never happened. Never happened. This is an interesting issue. It's an interesting issue more so because there is an expression that says, where you stand depends on where you sit. Oftentimes, where you stand depends on where you sit. In opposition, the Davis administration, the Davis-led PLP was opposed to any salary increase. In opposition, the Minnis-led FNM was opposed to any pay increase. Now the Davis-led government proposes an increase, substantial increases. And the Pintard-led FNM opposes it. Now, I saw no comments about from Pintard that contradicted or seemed to contradict what he now believes, but the FNM is a party, continuous, as is the PLP. So, interesting indeed. Okay, interesting indeed. So let me read this comment. Says, greetings, great presentation. And So this is a very interesting situation. There is the politics of the matter. There is the, you know, the public policy of the matter. There's the real issue of the matter. And unfortunately, in our political opportunistic ways, this matter has been muddied. The Progressive Liberal Party got elected 2 months ago about, less than 2 months ago. Think about that for a moment. It was in May. So, yeah, about 2 months ago. Now, you think that after election, that the Davis administration woke up and said, you know, we should give increases to members of parliament, you know? Or do you think this was something, a thought they would have had prior to that time? Because wouldn't it have been clean and wise and prudent to put that in their plan? Run in the election on it? See, if you believe a matter is principled, that, and this is true, that parliamentarians have not had an increase in almost 30 years. That is true. I don't know a group of people in the country, I didn't say there wasn't, but I don't know a group of people in the country who have not had an increase in 30 years. I don't know one. Right? Well, what happened was, before that time, there was an increase Ingram Knowles gave. It was what Sir Lyndon had proposed. And then when Ingram came to office, he reduced it. He took it back to where it was. So he rejected the increase. And then in 97, he then increased it. Because I remember people saying, people like Javago and them who just come to the House of Assembly getting increases. For what? Now it's true, but but that's what's going to be the new salary. What do you want me to do? Right? And so it is true that it's been a very long time since parliamentarians had an increase. That is true. And I do not support this nonsense about it's a way to avoid corruption. That's nonsense. That's like saying to me, the poor people in the Bahamas who are making $15,000 a year and $18,000 a year all have to be corrupt and thiefing in order to make it. That all these church people going to church every day, every Sunday, trying to live God's word, making not close to $28,000 that a member of parliament makes, really should be given more money, if we believe that, because that'll keep them honest. Because they work in people places, you know, why would they not thief? They work for the government, why should they? That's like telling me all these civil servants who make less than a member of parliament need to make more money so they can stop thiefing. That's the argument. I don't believe that nonsense. People who want to be charactered, who want to do the right thing, will do the right thing no matter what they get paid. Because I know plenty rich people. No. I know rich people who have been convicted of embezzlement, of stealing, of corruption, etc. Rich people. But the Prime Minister Davis said that when he's leading the opposition too. So I don't buy that. I don't buy that stuff. That this can keep people from thieving. Man, when you get... How many people you know make money and say that's enough money? when you see that, when last you say that, well, I make $500,000 a year. That's enough. I don't want no more. But don't give me no more. NBA players start out with a salary $2 million, $3 million, $4 million a year. Now making $150 million a year and say no, man, I need that because $5 million has stopped me from doing. There are former NBA players right now today, Chauncey Phillip and those multimillionaires who are in court for fixing games. It's a nonsense argument. I don't believe it. Okay? But that's not really the issue here that's clouding this thing. The issue here that's clouding this thing is hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is an issue of character, people might say, of principle, right? Is you believe one thing today and another thing tomorrow, so you have to show me now what's the difference. What's the difference? Why was it bad then and it good now? Why is it good now and it was bad then? How? Why? I can tell you some of the arguments some people have about it when we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody,
great news.
Everybody.
Jaunt Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Turn a trip to Burger King Nassau into a galactic adventure with the Mondo and Grogu Whopper combo featuring special shake fries. Whether you're a bounty hunter in training or just here for your way, Burger King Nassau has everything Mandalorian and Grogu related you could want. Grab the toys, the mugs, the crowns, and your crew and head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
Struggle? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. It would appear that the government was determined to take a bill to the House, because the FNM passed a law that requires a salary increase for ministers, parliamentarians, to be approved by resolution of the parliament. Ingram did that in 1992. He put in law, the law that governs parliamentary salaries, that no salary increase could be done without a resolution, in Parliament, because prior to that time, the government could just put it in the budget, and it was done. That's it. But now it is required that the same be done by way of resolution, and then you could put it in the budget. And it's saying that the opposition is opposed to that. Now we have to see what the government do, because I know the government don't want to do it without unanimous consent. And so when it was being attempted by Christie, Dr. Minnis opposed it. Tell him the people of the Bahamas catching hell. Why should we be fixing up ourselves? And then he came to office and he tried to do it. And Mr. Davis, the then leader of the opposition, said, people of the Bahamas catching hell. Why should we be fixing up ourselves? And now he's come to office. And the FNM is saying, Mr. Bintard, them, the people of the Bahamas catching hell. Why should we be fixing up ourselves? Somebody said to me, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Goes around, says somebody. Comes around, says somebody. The argument then was the highest by Bahamians. I want to read you something. But my government recognizes that economic statistics alone do not define the daily realities facing Bahamian families. Too many Bahamians still feel pressure from the high cost of living. Too many young people are still searching for opportunity. Too many small businesses still face barriers to growth. Accordingly, my government enters this new term focused on building a stronger, more modern, more resilient Bahamian economy. My government believes economic growth must create opportunities for all. This is what the government said in the speech from the throne just last month. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Chicago.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, you know, I thought that first thing this morning in the garden myself. You know, as I think about it, as I listen to you, I would give MPs more money, but it would have to be with stipulations. And the stipulations would be the way the country been governed definitely needs to change. All of the shadiness and the unaccountability needs to change. And that we'll have to be given guarantee that all of that stuff can get thrown away, and then the country can be governed for the Bahamians, not for no political party, not for no cronies, but for the Bahamians and the betterment of this country. Improve all the services that need to be improved. Stop throwing tax monies away be this and that. And make sure we pay for what we deserve, and we get the service we deserve, and let the country realize what it's supposed to realize in terms of. I will give them, if I have to give them $1 million apiece with a guarantee of those things, I would give them that. Because at the end of the day, when you look at 41 MPs, if you give them $1 million apiece and all the throwaway and all the wasted stuff, we'll be in a better position.
So you would have to set up some metrics that said, if you meet this standard, that standard, that standard, and that standard, even if it's 5 or 4 or 3, then you could kick in a salary increase. That's what you would do.
Yeah, it's like a CEO running a company. CEOs can't be guaranteed no millions of dollars and big salaries, and the company losing money.
Actually, some of them are guaranteed such. Now, to your point, Bill Clinton, when he was president of the United States, intervened to do something that coupled CEO pay with performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't throw the idea that's totally out. I throw the idea out if things are going to continue the way they've been continuing. But, I know myself.
Yeah.
I would throw that out without even a thought.
Right. But. I'm with you. Don't throw the idea out, because I haven't made my comments on this yet. I was just reading what I was reading. But I want you to comment on the positions taken by these parties, though. See, this is very important. This is very important that we be able to trust when I hear from you, though. Because if you change your position when your position changes, then I don't know what your position will be next time on a position.
Well, you know, it's all political.
No, I ain't talking. No, my brother, I understand what you're saying, right? But I'm talking to you now, though. Come on, man. See, that's okay. What you can tell me? That's what you can tell me? That's what it is? It's all about...
Well, that's what it is for them.
I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is for them.
Yeah.
See, we have a serious problem when MPs...
Call me back after the break. Call me back after the break.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live after this break.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Call us. Let me know what you think. You can call us on 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This person says, I agree with this caller, KPIs, key performance indicators. Yes, the only thing though is who's the keeper of the key performance indicators. So, I read for you something that Prime Minister Davis said. He said, statistics alone do not tell the story of what is happening to Bahamian people. So you have to have statistics that actually really connect with people's well-being. For instance, just growth of the GDP doesn't connect with the people's situation, because you can have what we call jobless growth, or you can have growth that doesn't, unemployment movements that actually reflect more discouraged worker situation than anything else. So it's not so simple. With the greatest respect, it's really not so simple a deal. You'd have to decide on appropriate metrics that actually do what the Prime Minister said, is demonstrate that people are better off. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, so are you asking to go back?
So, if you've
been in politics, and anybody who's been observing politics objectively for the last 50 years in this country, if you don't know what's happening, you gotta have your head stuck in I don't know what to not know what's happening.
No, as in what? Not know what's happening as in what?
Huh?
Not know what's happening as in what? As in, it's okay for me to say one thing today and a totally different thing tomorrow because my position changed?
And how these parties have come to power and what they have done.
But we have to be more fair than that, my brother. Like, see. First of all, parties themselves are not doing the talking. It's men and women doing the talking. Okay, let me tell you something that I know about. So what I'm saying is, just because I know that stool doesn't smell good, doesn't mean I want it around me, because I know it doesn't. Right? If I'm in a bathroom where I'm smelling that, that's one thing. But I don't want it in my house, like in my kitchen and front room and stuff like that. So I'm not gonna become comfortable with the fact that, oh, this is how politics is played, and so I should. What does that mean?
Chimago.
Uh-huh.
My observation is this. When the PLP in power, nearly all the PLP, if not 100% of them, they support almost always whatever leadership bring to the agenda to make policy and whatever else.
Mm.
And really and truly, I've seen that in the FNM as well.
See, this is a kind of false equivocation. So you said they almost, was it 90% of the times you used? Was that your words?
Or more.
Okay, now, is that what you see in the FNM 90% of the times?
Okay, from my recollection, my only time I can think about it not happening is when during the minister administration, when those four MPs did not support the VAT increase, and you know what happened with them.
Okay.
Now you've been there, so you could tell me, you could refresh.
But
there was any other cases.
But
I don't remember.
No. First of all, your simple answer could have been to me, yes, 90% of the times I see that in the FNM too. But you seem to be hesitating to say it.
You're pretty low. I'm not hearing you well.
Well, I don't know what that's you. I'm in the studio, so today you can't even blame my own equipment, right? So I don't know what's happening with you, right, on your end. But I'm saying, you could have just said, yeah, I think in the FNM 90% of the time too, but you seem to be hesitating to say that. My point, though, is this. If the FNM stink and the PLP stink, do you want me to get comfortable with that's how stink we should be? That's what you want me to get comfortable with?
No, you know what? I believe if you're a man of principle and anything shows up that you see is not principally right,
okay,
you should be man or woman enough to say, look,
okay,
I'm not saying you should just do it out in the open. If it have to come to where you got to bring it to the open for the public to know where you stand and the right that you see in it, then you do that. But I believe you should do it behind closed doors with your party people first. And then if they don't see what you see and you know you're right, I believe you have a position that should be heard by the public.
Or how about you?
Let the even people decide whether your position is right. Okay,
Hold on. How about you just be a decent leader and political leader? I don't mean you could be prime minister, you could be MP, you could be senator. Just be a decent political leader and say, listen, you know, I opposed any pay increases then. And let me tell you, and I told you why. People weren't doing well, blah, 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 blah. Now, today, I want to get an increase because I believe that things are different now, and then show me some objective difference. But you can't just show up and drop a thing on me and don't explain yourself.
in the case of this raise that is being proposed, you are right, and I'm not saying that it should just happen.
Mm.
My thing to this is what I explained to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You want it, you could get it, you know.
Right.
But here are the stipulations.
The metrics. Yes. You put in place. So hold on though. So you're saying if a bill is brought to the House for the increase, they can't just do it right away. They have to tie it to some metrics that once achieved, you say, yeah, it kicks in. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what you should do. And then. You know what? Think about what the chairman of the PLP and light of what is being proposed now.
Mm-hmm.
Think of what the chairman of the PLP said just less than a week ago or about a week ago when the leader of the opposition said, okay, here's what we're going to do with the Public Accounts Committee. We would like to have these things aired publicly. You remember what the chemist reaction said? What?
Yeah, I remember. I heard him. Yeah.
And when you look at his response to the leader of the opposition, that is nothing but party. That has nothing to do with country.
The country. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate you calling. We have another call on it.
Hey,
right here, man. What's up?
No, I fully support the MP increase, the salaries increase. I fully support that. You know, take away the opposition, because I mean, them fellas should be compensated for, you know, what they have to put up to the house.
You say.
So, I just want to put a little job in there, you know.
So the opposition really need the increase to put up with stuff.
Really need
come on,
some prayer too. Many prayers. But you know, here's my issue with the increase though. When we look at the size of the cabinet, the largest cabinet in the history of the Bahamas, is this really a time to be given the largest cabinet of the Bahamas an increase? And that's my biggest problem. When I look at the size of the cabinet, that's my problem.
Okay.
You know, I fully support the increase. But the size of the cabinet.
I got you, brother. Thanks a lot. We have some net and text here. Let me read your text. It says MPs get increases through the same constituency allowances that is now deposited into their private account. Stop it. They've been getting increased. You could argue that if the money is being used by them personally and not for the constituency. But if it's being used for the constituency, it ain't going to them personally. A salary, an allowance increase would go to them personally. Right? So, Zhivago, what would be your decision if you were the decision maker in the sitting government? Would you go ahead and increase the salaries of PM, cabinet ministers, MPs in 2026? And if you were the leader of the opposition, would you recommend or approve a salary increase for these people? Okay, that's a good question. So, first of all, if I had not put a salary increase to the people of the Bahamas before an election, there's not a possible chance I would go ahead shortly after being elected and put an increase in. I would not do that. That's not transparent. That's not accountable. I would not do that. I believe, listen, first of all, let me say, an increase for parliamentarians is long overdue. Okay, you heard it. Zhivago Lang said it. It is long overdue. It is long overdue. But making policy decisions ain't only about getting a result. It's about holding trust with people when you get those results too. Right? To achieve those results. Okay? And so there's no reason why any principled position on salary increases couldn't be put to the Bahamian people. Why not? You know, when we come to office, it is my intention to increase parliamentary salaries because it is long overdue. Now, I know you don't like this. You may not like this, but it's something I believe. And then let people vote. If they vote for me, boy, I kick it in as soon as I get in. Right? But that wasn't what happened. I also believe it should be done the right way. So mechanisms should kick in place and be in place so that it happens in a way that doesn't make it look as if you're taking care of yourself while people are honestly hurting. And it is especially problematic for you to do it when you castigated the people who tried to do it the first time. Castigated them. Right? That's not that there's something wrong with that. Right? See, we've been kicking this can down the road for a long time. We have kicked it down. Ingram kick it down the road. Christie kick it down the road. Minnis kick it down the road. My Mr. Davis is saying, I want to kick it down the road, but I need the opposition to come along for me to do it. I ain't going to kick this by myself. But when you believe you're doing the right thing, you do the right thing. Why would you be scared to do the right thing? You think people can vote against you? One seasoned politician tell me he can make no difference. I don't think they believe that. I don't think the opposition believe that, and I don't believe the PLP believe that. I think they believe that a consensus on this would matter and make a difference, so that when you go to election, both of them could say, "But we did that," so nobody could blame nobody. right? And the increases are substantial. To have done, to, mind you, over time, one could argue X, Y, and Z, but substantial increases one time, given people have not seen any healthy increase in... Producer, when was the last time you saw a healthy increase in your salary like that? 12 years. 12 years! And most people, I'm not arguing for, against any employer, but I'm saying there are realities that confront people. And those arguments for those realities were being made by the same administration now proposing increases in salary and business closures. In the recent general elections, most of them people are millionaires. Some of them people got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $700,000 sitting up in the bank. How you get to save $300,000, $400,000 making $28,000 MP salary if it wasn't enough? How you did that? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago.
How you doing, sir?
Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you well, sir.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
You know, these politicians are suspicious, you know. What they do, they know how to change the conversation.
Mm.
They know that to get the Bahamian people talking would be the same thing what you're all talking about now on the radio.
Mm.
It's more issues that they don't want you to talk about.
So you think
they know
you
get the people talking.
Oh,
this is the direction that they would take.
You think this is a diversion from the Gardner issue?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, the politicians today,
wow,
they know how to distract the Bahamians. They have the Bahamian people number.
Wow.
So they know the minute you start talking about salary and for politician, they know that the subject of the day would really change.
Man.
Please, let's stick with the subject of the day that the Bahamas is faced with internationally.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And it's because I don't think, they know they don't want this to happen. Okay? But, you know, they know the Bahamian people.
Mm.
They know if you get the Bahamian people talking in a different direction, then the subject at hand will go away.
No more talk about who is politician one.
That is correct.
You no know, more talk about $30,000 crashing in the plane.
They don't want to talk about that.
Wow.
Okay? These guys can strategize their way through, and they know how to navigate.
You have to forgive you have
they
to
get the Bahamian people number.
You have to forgive me that in four terms of being in frontline politics, I have never been a part of any such shenanigans. Never. So I thank you for that. I thank you for raising it.
It's my pleasure, brother.
Thank you, man. That's a serious matter, you know. You think it's a diversion? Because it's true. Everybody on the salary now. It's Texas, Chicago. What would be your decision? Oh, okay. Yeah. So I would not do it if I had not put it to the public in my manifesto or plan. I would not do it. And if you were leader of the opposition, I would oppose it outright. I would oppose it outright and call for it to be done in a different way, at a different time, under different circumstances. That's what I would do. Man, that caller just now, he got me. This text says, a thief will always be a thief. It matters not. I agree with you 100%. It says, Mr. Lang, many government employees are still waiting to be paid our back payments and salary increases. How is it they are so eager to give MPs and senators increases and allowances? Sir, this is not right. The PLP government really think Bahamians are cunks. You know, I mean, the thing about it is, look at the many things people are complaining about. Look at them potholes. Look at the clinics. Right? Look at the deficiencies that people complain. I mean, it's those kinds of things. Look at the arrears owed to contractors and the like. And so even if the money don't equate, people say, well, on principle, really? Really? Look at the many Bahamians, civil servants and others who can't see no substantial increase in 5%. These increases being proposed are 100%. 100%. You go from $28,000 to $60,000. That's more than this. That's a doubling. More than doubling. This text says, Mr. Lang, thank you for highlighting the verbal
itinerary of our leaders from then until now, showing their deviations, hence their insincerity. As for money, I hate and love it. I hate it because I always counting it, spending it, budgeting it, and never having enough. I don't want talk about people hating on for it, not giving or lending, etc., etc., says. His text says, greetings, Shivago. My recommendation would be thus. Member of Parliament, $175,000. Minister, $200,000. Opposition leader, deputy prime minister, $225,000. Prime minister, $250,000. Absolutely no affiliation with government contracts, directly or otherwise, if found to be involved or benefiting from once proven sentence to debt. Oh, my gosh. Okie dokie. That's being bold. This text says, yes, please give them poor opposition guys $5,000 so we could get $20,000. The MPs currently receive $150,000 per year constituency allowance deposited in their personal bank account. The design is ripe for abuse. The money is not segregated. We don't know if the MP is using it to pay school fees, buy property, rental cars, hair, wigs, and then replacing the money with profits earned. We do not know, and any miss or malfeasance is possible. Further, high-ranking politician number one will not be satisfied with less than $2 million, and we can't afford that. Wow. This text says, Mr. Lang, I think the opposition should support it. You keep thinking that. Apparently they don't. They're not doing so. Apparently not. This text says, okay, so this is right. This says, good day, Mr. Lang. Only a foolish PLP supporter would not have a problem with the politicians wanting money, more money. Like said, how is it that you are justifying a raise in salary when you declared you made, in some cases, $3 million, in other cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars? They add taxes on road traffic for Bahamians and expect the small man to live off $260 a week minimum wage after creating the biggest cabinet in the history of the Bahamas, to which taxpayers' dollars has to fund. This text says, absolute 100% diversion distraction. Check the happening in the house now. Fred went crazy when politician one was mentioned. Says, the arrest, portals, etc. there before election, and they voted for this current administration. Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Yes, investing, check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic. Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns. Johns.
Game time.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders. And they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them.
Dunk them.
Love them.
With sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal.
Enjoy them on their own.
Or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
Come, let's celebrate the Bahamas independence. Stop by Janae's Uniform Center and get 30% off selected independence polo items. Get an additional 10% volume discount for 30 or more pieces. Net items excluded. The net items, Janae's unique limited. Don't forget the black, gold, and aquamarine ribbons in various sizes to decorate the home or office. Visit Janae's Chesapeake Road or text the Janae's digital team at 817-3295 or email sales at janae's.com or www.attendancebahamas from Janae's.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease. Located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. Good. Your previous caller, you mentioned that he was somewhat making sense. I support the previous caller. And you responded by him saying you never involved in that stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've never been a part of a shenanigan that said, okay, we don't like this issue coming up here, so let's raise another controversial issue. I've never been a part of that.
Okay, so the question was like that. Do you know that happening? Meaning that what the caller said.
I don't know that that's what's happening now. I don't know that.
No, not now. I feel like it's happening now. I feel like it's a flexor.
Yeah. I've never known it to have happened. I've never in my own political experience, I've never known a government to do it.
Okay, because he did mention that the government has a being in number, meaning this is government.
I found the notion quite intriguing, actually, to be honest. I mean, and you know, I found it quite intriguing.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're in town.
I'm in town, man. First of all, I'm in your hot town.
Hot town feels different from Freeport.
Yeah. I mean, you know why? Because you all have more roads. You know the heat
right.
doesn't really come from the sun
the
per
buffalo.
Se. It comes from the asphalt, right?
And then on the bus up roads.
And then as I was pulling up to the Guardian, I had to call 911 because there was a naked man bleeding from his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I talked with him the other day. See, you're listening to every around there.
Yeah.
And then the white social services wouldn't get him off the road.
Yeah. But today he was bleeding, so I really thought he needed some help. So.
Yeah, that's good then. That's good on you. But what I think, right, before the race and all that, they should implement the campaign finance reform and then the Freedom of Information Act, because we need some transparency.
Mm.
And then, like, the public account committee, because, like, our minister, he increases wealth by $6 million, and ain't no one check him, ain't no one ask him, no question. So you got to implement them things so we get up some transparency before you get racist. I had to wait on what's going on in the States now with the lawyer. I had to wait on the campaign finance reform and all them for then probably racist. I'll show the people more transparency.
Or in addition to that, you know, you might consider
See, you kind of the government kind of contradicts itself. The government says the government says it's gonna have a surplus this year of $75 million, a surplus next year of $200-something million. Now we know the government owe more than that in arrears. But in any event, that's what the government says. Well, if that is true, do this first. Give the civil servants a raise. Give the civil servants a raise.
Right.
A significant raise. Call the employers together and say, man, listen, let's do something for the workers of the Bahamas, man.
I agree 100%.
Let's do something, and I will work with you. Why don't we try to work through some incentives and so forth, but work with me. Let's give the people of the Bahamas, let them share in some way in these things, because we could see where it's been pretty flat over the decades.
Right. And going up in the shop.
Exactly. Work with them. And then say, you see, we've achieved 10% increases cost and blah, blah, blah. And then you come back to yourself.
Right.
And say, listen, there was a report produced by Ingram administration on what should have been done. Ingram, when the report was submitted, Ingram decided it wouldn't kick until after the election. Let's have that report reviewed. You ain't calling no committee. Ask the University of the Bahamas to go review it.
Because if you really look at it too, the gentleman explained what the $20,000 was for, but he ain't ever explained what the $5,000 in the envelope for.
Right.
But the person said name on it, he ain't ever say what that for. So we need more transparency. We don't know. That getting said, send him as a tip or something like that. And then I have a question, and I can hang up and I can listen.
Mm-hmm.
What is campaign finances? What is election day campaign finance? What that is? I can hang up and I can listen.
Okay.
Well, that's when you show your paper dumb, you get an envelope, I go on.
Campaign finance reform would provide rules for how a party or individual can finance their campaign, who they can take funds from, what level of funds they can take from individual versus corporation and so forth and so forth, Bahamian versus foreign, all that kind of stuff, right? Frankly, you know, we might consider the state funding, once a political party meets a certain metric, like 15% of votes plus, then we might consider just funding them and saying you cannot get any more funds to conduct a campaign than these funds. And if you're caught, you'll be disqualified. And just fund them. Give them $2 million for the FNM, $2 million for the PLP, $2 million for the COI if they meet the threshold. And then let them use that money to campaign. No T-shirts and them kind of things. Advertisements, debates, and so forth. You could look at it that way. This text says, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. There are so many unlit roads, especially the main thoroughfares in New Providence after dark. It's very dangerous at times to clearly traverse the roads and having to tolerate inconsiderate drivers. Would you happen to know who is responsible for maintaining, please? The roads are maintained by the Public Works. The lights are maintained by BEC. Contracted by BEC, installed by BEC to the government's account. It says it really needs to be addressed immediately for the safety and pedestrians and drivers alike. Thank you for your time. I agree with you 100%. It's really too dark on some of these roads. That's in Grand Bahama too. Grand Bahama as well. Very dark on some of them roads. Everybody cutting, you know. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I have been living in Carmichael Road area for over 30 years, and this is the worst condition I've seen of the road in this area. Driving between the primary school on Carmichael Road and Faith Avenue intersection reminds me of driving on some of the Family Island roads. The increase that the government wants to give the members of parliament should be used to do the road paving throughout the new province. See, this is the problem. It's a problem with these. And see, when you start talking to fix yourself up, this is what happens. People start saying, yeah, but us though? What about these basic things though? What about the clinic? What about the hospital? What about the kitchen in the hospital? What about the children? What about the this? That's what happens. And why would you do it? is it true that it's a distraction? Do you think we're going to be talking about this now for the longest time? Oh, yeah. Interesting, interesting. Do you have another call on the line?
Hey, good day.
Yes, how are you doing?
Yeah, man, I can't believe you don't know about these distraction stories.
No, I not no 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 no. Don't tell me what I don't know. What I said was no, I know
right
of
there.
None.
I can't I believe
know,
I didn't
know,
think you did
know of none in any time I have been a part of government. I know of none.
And you know what next? You know what would be a next one?
Mm.
The marital rape bill. Every time something come around, they turn it up and the story disappears. I hate it every time the marital rape thing comes around. It's like hold on, y'all can't get that solved. But it only comes around after.
The other one is banking. Banks.
Banking? I know there's a few.
Yeah, banks.
They'll pop around every once in a while.
you all have a keen of mind than me, man. I be lost in paradise.
Yeah,
thank you, brother. We have another call on the line? No? Okay. This text says, what about energy reform? New Providence energy issues now mirror the family islands. It's not reform. It's a degradation. I mean, let me tell you something. Producer, I was home in Freeport, and the light went off. I said, no, man, say it ain't so. Say the new ownership ain't cause. But it came back right on right away. Thankfully, it came back on right away. Ah, boy. So let me tell you all, right? Let me read all these texts first. This text says, Mr. Lang, many government employees are still waiting. Oh, we read that before. I said, the last caller about a diversion from the international plane crash is making plenty sense. I agree with him, says that texter. This text says, it's amazing how you could hold on to things that a person says years ago. You said to us when trying to convince Bahamians that we were getting a good deal from the sale of BTC sales that 49% was the same as 51%. Do you feel the same way now? Everything this government does, you oppose it daily, but all the international rating agencies and international banks give this government good rating. Man, you need to get over your hurt from the general election. Same old silly, ignorant stuff. So, first of all, you ask the question, do I believe that 49% is the same as 51%? You have to be stupid to believe that Chivago Lang, with a master's in business administration, believes that 49% is 51%. Because you don't want to quote me correctly. I said that 49% with management control is the same as 51%. Do I believe that today? I do. I absolutely do. 100% do. So don't misquote me and lie on me and then try to make yourself good, look good, because you are hurt that people may be scrutinizing your party. Okay? This text says, good afternoon. Do the leaders of the parties get a salary from their prospective parties? Do you have an idea? No, they do not. They do not. They do not. I don't know if the chairman gets a stipend, but no, they do not. So the PL, Prime Minister Davis as a leader will not get pay, nor Pintard as the leader of the FNM, no. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The Bahamas is in need of a group of politicians who will be transparent and speak truth to the population. I remember the major pushback by this administration when Minister Miles LaRota spoke the truth about what needed to happen regarding increases with NIB rates over the next several years to make the fund sustainable. This conversation was silenced only now to have increases to NIB rate introduced. That's true. Also, I believe now is the time for the pressure to be applied to address all of the concerns raised about the Parliamentary Registration Department before the May 12th general election. There is no need to allow these issues to go quietly to the sidelines until the next by-election or general election. Well said. This text says better pay could attract additional talents and help mitigate against corruption. If we don't pay them, somebody else might. That's a fair comment. This text says if they were smart, they'd fix all the vexing issues, especially BEC, traffic chaos, roads, Junko New Beach, and Goodman's Bay disorder. Throw HRP1 to the whale waiting to swallow him, then ask for money. This says, I get campaign finance reform, but I think Muff Road was asking what is this mysterious election day finances that Gardner needed to withdraw $30,000 for the day before the election. Oh, I see. Okay. Basic things. That's what this deck says. This deck says these government politicians have shown off and gussied their way through the PM and Madam Speaker with lazy town are proving that they will rob us in a top-class way. I thought it was an luck game they playing. This text says this is the most trapsy government ever, says that person. Okay, you have lots of texts to read. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
Nassau, your next career opportunity awaits. Join the Great Stirrup Key Job Fair on Monday, June 29th and Tuesday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Department of Labor, Carmichael Road. We're hiring certified lifeguards, landscapers, restroom attendants, cooks, assistant cooks, kitchen attendants, beach and yard attendants, environmental managers, assistant safety managers, and more. Bring your resume, passport, NIB card, and police record. Take the next step in your career with Great Stirrup Key.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right. This text says, great show, Mr. Lang. Another topic the government bring by for distraction, a distraction is immigration. Okay. This text says, gas just went up. Vehicle license just went up. Social service pay is only $92 per month from them. This text says, concerning dark roads in Nassau, New Providence, the government please fix all the dead blacked out lights on Blue Hill Road from Soldier Road straight to Independence Road, the Giant Rooster, by Town Center Mall and A.F. Adley School, and all the way up to the Grove Police Station. It's dark. The lights are dead, blacked out. This says, why the drastic increase in salary, in some cases doubles the amount? It shows they don't care. They are distracting us. So, let me say again, is an increase for parliamentarians something that should happen? Yes. Yes. How much should it be? Honestly, I can't say because I think there are objective ways to make that assessment. For instance, you can look at the last time it was increased and you can do an inflation-based assessment, the same way the government and them does inflation-based assessments of salary increases when they negotiate with unions. And so you could see what inflation has done to erode the purchasing power of salary over time, and then you could make an adjustment based on that. You could look at what is happening in the region. You could look at what is happening among countries, the size or economic development as the Bahamas. And you can look at affordability by government standards and so forth and so forth. There are many ways to do it. You can then, instead of having to go through this all the time, we should be able to put in place a standard review and adjustment of salaries as a matter of law and have an independent body to be able to do that. We shouldn't have to have politicians making these decisions willy-nilly and then taking advantage of it as a political issue just because it come up under the other people's term and then smash and bash people. And then when you want to try to do it, then start to talk fancy talk about corruption and avoiding corruption and all that kind of nonsense talk, right? But this is what we do to trap ourselves. We get we allow political expediency to get in the way, and then we now want to make a case for us to do something that we condemned other people to doing when we were in office. And it looks bad. It looks terrible for governance in the country. It looks awful. It looks like we're a bunch of hypocrites. It looks like we're opportunistic people, politically opportunistic people who don't really care about the issue but only use it when it suits our fancy. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. If you have a call on the line, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. And if you give MPs a salary of $60,000 between salary and allowance, is it a full-time job now? Are they obligated to only work full-time in the parliament like a cabinet minister is obligated who worked for $60,000 all this time plus a $6,000 allowance? What's the deal? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Hello. Okay. What would be the case? If you make $60,000 a year, is it full-time? You say he can't work for $50,000. First of all, the Parliament of the Bahamas don't meet every day. The Parliament of the Bahamas meet about 3 days of the week. Cabinet meets one time a week. Cabinet ministers work full-time in the cabinet. If you pay an MP $60,000, it's a full-time job? versus $60,000 paid to cabinet minister, which is a full-time job. He can't have no other job. An MP could have other jobs. He could do his accounting, his lawyering. He could do his anything he wants. What's going to be the new deal if you adjust the salaries upward? I don't know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller.
All right. Hey, Chicago.
Yes. Hey, Anton, what's up?
Right here, man. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Right here, man. Trying to keep it together.
I hear that. Good afternoon to the nation as well. I just wanted to make one comment on something you said that I thought was so very needed. It certainly needs more expansion and expanding in conversation, but relating to salary reviews and salary increases and those kinds of things, right? One of the most important in terms of the government, the government's finances, right? For the people's money, in terms of affordability, to be able to do things that we're talking about. And not just do it sporadically or do it occasionally, but do it consistently as the cost of living continues to rise or as inflation rises, et cetera, right? I believe that we have to move in the direction of what the Prime Minister announced, the business plan. The business planning, as you very well know, would help to my agency, corporation, department, and ministry to perform to the standard, right? And, of course, you know, as you know with your experience, not all of the government agencies operate on a for-profit basis, but it would hold those entities to an account to at least operate And as much as humanly possible, operate without
Anton, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's going on with your phone, but it's a really bad connection. We can hardly hear.
Are you able to hear now?
Yeah, but your connection is bad. It's not your voice alone. It's your connection is in and out.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about tomorrow, but I guess
you can try tomorrow. Yeah, man. Okay.
Okay, all right, Chavala.
Okay, thanks. So this says, good day, Mr. Lang. Not sure what the topic is, but there is no need to increase the MP's salaries because it's evident that they know how to increase their wealth without it. I look at the last declaration. That's not a bad point. but the issue is whether you pay people for the work they do and the responsibilities they have. And that's a reasonable, non-political question. Unfortunately, both the FNM and the PLP have taken turns to make it a political issue. Now they're in a quagmire if both don't agree to do something. That's where the quagmire they're in. They both like to go and slap each other up when they were trying to do this, and now they're trying to hold hands, and nobody will hold hands to get it done because they believe you're going to slap them up. This text says, no increase at this juncture. They are quite comfortable based on the figures of the disclosure. Their disclosures, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, my mom and aunt, big-time PLPs, advised me not to say too much on the radio regarding the PLP administration. That's why I haven't called in a few weeks, and I'm just messaging. What a sad day this is in the Bahamas when we as Bahamian people cannot express how we feel in our own country. Is this how North Korea shake my... Is this now North Korea shake my head? Then you are PLPs who can't see what's right in front of their eyes. Shake my head. Collectively, we as Bahamians need to come together to get this country back on the right track. I say Anton included. this says, Mr. Lang, a raise in salary is warranted when you have done a great job. Based upon the opinions expressed by the majority of the populace, there is much work to do and chances and changes that can be seen and impact all Bahamians. You have to had several dropped calls today. I have. Okay. Say, why increase road traffic fees when they don't fix the roads? These politicians are hogs, says that Dexter. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Take care. Bye-bye.